Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Acting President Joyce Mujuru says Zimbabweans should embrace the Zimbabwe agenda for socio-economic transformation, Zuma said, saying the plan will pull Zimbabwe out of its economic problems.
Government continues to revisit some of its policies, revise its modes of doing work. Above all, we continue to create space for you and me to pursue opportunities.
The Information and Media Panel of Inquiry was in Budiriro today, where residents dismissed the efforts to collect their views on the country's media, saying top politicians always impose their will.
And we give you the results of Premier League matches played around the country today. Stay tuned.
Acting President Joyce Mujuru today called on Zimbabweans to embrace the country's new economic blueprint, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Socio-Economic Transformation, saying that has been criticized by Labour, the opposition and economists. Mrs. Mujuru said she's convinced Zuma set will pull Zimbabwe out of its current economic problems. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
Officiating at the burial of National Hero Brigadier General John Zingoni at the National Heroes Acre today, Vice President Mujuru said it was disturbing to know that the majority of those who played crucial roles in the Liberation War were passing on.
As for most of us who went to war, came back from it, such a reminder of human frailty, human mortality, always evokes in us stirring images of the horrors of war. You recall comrades who fell. You recall the horrid aftermath of ruthless bombings. Chimoyo, Nyazonia, Mukushi, Freedom Camp, and many other places. The death and suffering plays back. Why more deaths for us so soon? Why?
Brigadier General Zingoni died on Friday after succumbing to a heart ailment. A representative of the Zingoni family, Kenny Zingoni, said his entire family was saddened by his brother's death.
On behalf of the Zingoni family, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to you, Your Excellency, the ZANU-PF Party and the Zimbabwe Defense Forces for recognizing the contribution which he made to this nation, and for grooming him to become what he was to the defense forces. I wish to thank the commander of defense forces, General C.G. Chiwenga, and the ZNA commander, General P.V. Sibanda, for looking after your colleague during his illness until now at his burial.
ZANU-PF spokesperson Rugare Gumbo said Mr. Mugabe, who single-handedly declared Zingoni a national hero during his absence, was expected back in the country last night or in the morning today, but at the time of going to air, the head of state had not yet arrived. Mujuru, who stood in for President Robert Mugabe, who is away in Singapore for an eye treatment, said a good yield recorded in this year's agricultural season was a sign that the economy is set to grow. Mujuru said the economic blueprint could only achieve its intended goals if all Zimbabweans embraced it. On Workers' Day, thousands of workers who attended the labor celebrations heckled a senior official in the labor ministry, Peter Mfuratirwa, who had spoken highly of the economic blueprint.
As you know, food security and nutrition is a key leg for Zim Asset. That has now been realized in the first year of this new program. Let's just sing a little for ourselves. If one realizes that this economy leans on agriculture, it should be clear we may be witnessing the beginning of recovery. Government continues to revisit some of its policies, revise its modes of doing work. Above all, we continue to create space for you and me to pursue opportunities. admittedly, it is still too early to have results, but definitive steps are being undertaken.
Some economic analysts blame the chaotic land reforms implemented by the ZANU-PF government from 2000 for the country's economic downturn, while President Mugabe and his party lay the blame on the West's restrictive measures on him and his inner circle. Turning to the deceased, Brigadier General Zingoni was born on 27 August 1954 in the Mapanzure area of Mashingo Province. He left his employment in 1976 to join other liberation fighters in Mozambique, where he was under the leadership of incumbent Police Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri. After the war, he underwent several military training programs, including in Korea and Nigeria. He was attested into the Zimbabwe National Army, where he rose to become Brigadier General, a position he held until the time of his death. In 2000, he was appointed Director of Operations at the SADC Task Force headquarters in Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Brigadier General Zingoni is survived by his wife Wazanai and three children. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.